Russ, Bobby Brown's lawyer denies that any family members filming a reality series. In a statement, he calls the report irresponsible and plain insanity. He says Warner Brothers, now that's the owner of TMZ, should be ashamed to publish such nonsense, particularly one day before Bobby Christina's birthday. Bobby Brown, meantime, repeated his request for privacy. Now, you know the guy who runs TMZ is a lawyer, I would think.
Yeah.
Generally, when TMZ says something, it's been fact-checked. But, you know, when we say it, we just heard it.
It might didn't come from Bobby. It might came from one of the other family members.
I don't know. TMZ is reporting that Chris Brown is a proud father of a 9-month-old baby girl.
What? Mm.
The mother is supposedly a 31-year-old model named Nia, who Chris has known for years. Now, Carucci tweeted and then deleted a post saying, anybody know a Nia? But the thing is, once you post something, you can't delete it because everybody already saw it. You can't.
So she didn't know who the lady was?
Well, that's the way it appears. But I just can't imagine that Chris Brown will wait till the baby was 9 months old.
Maybe he waited for the paternity test
You can get a paternity test a day after.
Or maybe it's a false story.
Yeah, I just don't believe it. He's gone this long without having a baby.
And TMZ doesn't like Chris Brown. You know, he came out and did all that stuff against Harvey Levin. They had a fight.
Levine.
Yeah, well, I don't know. So the ongoing Blurred Lines trial is revealing the going rate for a hit song of the summer. How much you think it made since, like, 2013?
I have no idea.
$1 million.
A million?
Somebody tripped.
$16.6 million.
Wow.
Now, the breakdown is like this. Robin Thicke, who is the lead, got like a little over almost $6 million for it. Pharrell got about $5 million. T.I. only $700,000.
That's not fair.
His part's my favorite part on the reel, actually. Now, listen to this. I don't know if anybody cares, but the public may have to wait until the next century to hear the Wu-Tang Clan single copy album. Remember, the Wu Once Upon a Time in Shaolin. Is that right?
Shaolin.
Where is that? Where did we find out? Remember, we talked about where that place was?
They got it from watching old karate movies, Freitas.
Listen, you're not going to talk to me like I'm ignorant.
Yeah, that was funny.
Have you been to Shaolin?
I didn't ask you. Have you been there? You asked me where it came from, and I just told you.
But don't take that tone with me.
You're bad.
Anyway, the album's up for auction, but the winner of the auction won't be able to publicly release it until 88 years has passed because they say allowing a public release would dilute the status of the album as a one-off work of art. I'm thinking it's going to be 88 years before somebody actually buys it.
Wow.
And then it's going to be like 88 cents.
You're wrong, Freitas.
I'm just saying. Are you kidding? Let somebody buy it first before you tell them they can't release it.
Wow.
I'm out, Freitas. That's Hot Off the Wire. For more stuff, go to therestofourmorningshow.com.
Thank you, girl. I really appreciate your work.